Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trust and believe, folks. Democrats are not resting after the big cheat. If 2020 taught you anything, I hope 2022 taught you even more. I haven't seen a more charged group of people in the midterms and conservatives in my lifetime. I'm talking about even going back to 2010. Every year, we get more and more enthusiastic about what we stand for. We bring more and more people over from the ranks of the Democrats and the independents. Let me ask you this. How hard are you willing to work and get the same result? It's kind of like this. And I talked about this with social media. When I was sending out the warning bell to all of the big guys out there making money. We were doing okay, too. We were probably averaging $10,000 a month in social media. One month, we made $33,000. I thought, wow. But we averaged about 10, making about 100, 120 grand a year on a website, which isn't bad. A lot of effort. Too many people, not enough money. I'll put it that way. But I remember saying to every one of those guys, the people over at Floyd Brown's group at Western Journalism. I went to Tucker Carlson. I went to all these guys and I said, look, right now you may be feasting, but that guy, he's making more. Zuckerberg's making more, but here's what's going to happen. He's going to get that you're making a lot of money from him. And right now you think you're drinking through one of those big straws that you had as a kid. I'm talking about the big one, you know, that was like 24 inches long and you cut the end off and let the powder come into your mouth. I said, that's what you're breathing through right now. Now, if you're, you know, not trying to do anything exerting yourself, you can survive breathing that air. But I said, but the next straw that Zuckerberg hands you is going to be a regular straw. You know, like what you'd sip a Coke through. I said, but then, not long after that, the next straw he gives you is going to be like a coffee stirrer. Yeah, it's got a little hole in it in case you weren't aware of that. But think about how small it is. And I said, this is going to happen quickly. Trust me on this, because as a management consultant, if I were advising Facebook, this is what I would be doing. This is what I would be counseling them to do. Now, I didn't think they would go. It's one thing to say, I'm only going to let them reach a certain part of their audience. A lot of people don't even know this. Facebook limits your friends to 5,000, but you can build a fan page and get millions. And they said, okay, we'll let you have 50% visibility on your millions of people. Then they went to 10. Then they went to 2%. Well, they could have done an algorithm that said, look, as long as you keep it under 10,000, I'll let you have access to half of your people. If you go to 25,000, I'll cut it back to 20% of your people, whatever. They could have built something in there so you always, you know, had enough of your audience you could get to, or they could build the algorithm that says, oh, no, you've already had interaction with one-fifth. We're going to move to the next one-fifth, the next one-fifth, the next one-fifth, and they could rotate that. So everybody sees your stuff. And, of course, when you get to the millions and millions and millions of fans, they can't all get to it. So maybe you could drive them to another page, or, you know, not off of your page, but somewhere else. Maybe they would let you partition it. Who knows? But they didn't do any of that. They just decided, we're going to make it tough. So what happened during that period when you went from drinking out of that kitty straw, the big one that's 2 feet long and, you know, probably a half an inch in diameter? You're like, oh, okay, I can breathe through this. At the time, I was making an average of 10 grand. Then they had me breathe through the regular straw. You know what we were making? An average of 5,000. Then they went to having me drink through the coffee stirrer. You know what we were averaging? $1,500 a month. And I went from a website that made $33,000 at its peak, averaging about $10,000 to $12,000 a month, to a website that generates less than $500 a month. You try paying a staff on $500 a month. Do you guys know how many articles we write a day? 6 to 8. You know how many? I have an editor. I have a person that does audio visual stuff. I have a person that generates memes. We have to have graphics for each of these things. I couldn't even tell you the amount of overhead. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, it's stupid of you to keep these people. These are family. These are people that were with me. I mean, when we were still, we've always been paying chump change, but you think we were paying them chump change then? Think about what we pay them now. So how do we supplement? Kevin, how do you survive? Well, I take all my book revenue and I put it into the company. I take all my speech revenue and I put it into the company. I take any revenue that I personally get and I put it into the company. I don't take it. And they're trying, what the left is trying to do is they want it to be so difficult. Think about when going from $10,000 a month to $5,000 a month to $1,500 a month to $500 a month, you would think at some point you'd cry uncle, right? You're doing the same amount of work. In fact, I told Floyd Brown and Tucker and all these other people, I said, we're going to work 10 times harder for a fraction of what we're making right now if we don't make the right move right now and get people over in our database, get them to where they can get, you know, pay by the drink, determine what they want from us and get it and understand what we're up against. See, a lot of people out there, you're listening to the show, you say, oh, Kevin, he's making money. He's got to be making a ton of money. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I'm not going to put on for you because I don't need to. I don't need a lot. But I do need to survive. And this isn't a pep talk for you to send me money, by the way. If you want to, great. I'm telling you what's happening. We have been led to, we think the election cycle is going to, you think it's going to get easier? Beginning in 2008, when Barack Obama came on the scene, your election, you are working twice, two, three, four times harder to get people elected, even with the lunacy of what these people are doing. With Barack Obama destroying this country, Joe Biden doing even worse than he, and what are we doing? We're working harder to try to get people elected in a time when a demented fool is supposedly running this country. How does that compute? What do you think the next one's going to be? Well, let me give it to you. They're going to put their hands around your neck, and they're going to choke you out. That's what they're doing. Going from, in my case, 10 to 12K a month to 5K to 1,500 to 500. What's next? They're effectively choking me out. I'm looking for oxygen. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talked in the first segment about how Facebook and other social media completely, you know, how they shut us down. In my case, you know, on my website, I was generating these dollars from Facebook. You build up an audience, you get 500,000, 1 million people, and you say, hey, go check out my article over here. You know what Zuckerberg did? He says, I got to keep you on my site. So he started a thing that said, write your article and put it on my website, and I'll pay you. And you know what he did? He started monitoring your work. Said, I don't like what you're doing. So people were flipping over. I can tell you what was happening at the time. People were like, Kevin, I'm making twice as much on Facebook than I do when I write on my regular website. I was like, whoa. So we all shifted over. And then Zuckerberg said, I got him to stay on here. So we're generating probably 80% of the money that we were generating was going to him through these ads. But we're thinking, woohoo, look at us, we're getting over. Because we had Google competing and Facebook competing with one another for a bit. Well, Facebook got us sucked in, and then they pulled the rug. Don't like your content. So you think we could just go back, right? Well, you couldn't, because you were using your Facebook, your contacts to generate the income. And when you went back, you lost them. They didn't. You completely shut down the store. You burned down the store. You wanted to come back in. Well, they didn't. And what I'm getting at is this. I predicted with social media, we will work harder to generate our media to reach our audiences, even though it sounded easy at first. Oh, look, I'm going to put all these people together for you, Kevin, and you can talk to them. And you know what they went down to? You could reach 2% of your audience on any given day. You know how many messages I got to say, Kevin, man, where you been, man? I thought you disappeared, man. I thought something happened to you. And I'm like, we've been writing every day for 13 years. Every day. What do you mean you missed me? We've been here. They didn't know. So Facebook played their games the same way the Democrats are playing their games. Make it more and more difficult each election cycle. I don't care how stupid the business plan sounds. I don't care how stupid the actions appear or whatever. I don't care what the policy looks like to you, what they call you. Just stay the course. We'll shut them down. And as I said, if 2020 taught you anything, I hope 2022 taught you even more. But know this, 2024 is not going to be any different if we don't end the cheating now. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I know there are people out there who don't believe the cheat is occurring. There, Kevin, you're an election denier. I'm a fake reality denier. I'll put it that way, because I believe in reality. And those of you who are with me, you're reeling from the midterms, particularly the outcome for Arizona. Arizona is a solidly red state. So how do we have a governor like Katie Hobbs, a woman who sounds like a child, who refused to debate and has done nothing for Arizona? How do we lose to her? Oh, Kevin, it's got to be Trump's fault, right? Mark Kelly, reelected, a do-nothing senator who, I mean, I don't know how you're going to add anything more. Oh, Kevin, it was Blake Masters. He was a terrible candidate. No, he wasn't. He was a good candidate. Would Layman have been better? Possibly, but I'll be honest, I don't even know that Layman was going to beat Kelly. The polls had it, but the cheat didn't. Go back and look at these numbers and tell me how there's 1.5 million Republicans, 1.4 million Democrats, and 1.5 million independents in Arizona. That's the breakout. Independents are more in Arizona than Republicans right now. Democrats are 100,000 short of the Republicans. So how is it that independents who are siding 60-plus percent with Republicans, plus Republicans, can't defeat Democrats who have the smallest numbers? Just giving you the math. Pennsylvania elects a mentally challenged senator? I don't believe that. I don't think the people of Pennsylvania are that stupid. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't think the people of Pennsylvania would vote for this guy. I don't believe the people of Pennsylvania would support a dead guy. I talked the other day. Some Italian dude. He died, and he still got elected. I don't know that I believe that. Okay, but maybe he was so popular, people went, you know what, just give it to him. Okay, I'll go with it. But I still don't believe they would elect a guy who had a stroke and who's had a brain impairment. I don't want to rehash things, folks. We spent a lot of energy on these midterms over the past year. Gave you my predictions. I firmly believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we won every race, particularly statewide, in Arizona. Our ideas are universal. But we can't have moral victories. We have to have actual victories. We have to have wins. Because we're like cadaver dogs. If you keep finding dead bodies, eventually you're going to get depressed. You need to find a live one every now and then. And in our case, we need a lot of live ones. We won't have victories if we don't win the state legislatures and install unelected bureaucrats who believe as we do, election officials who will do the right thing. We won't win unless we stop ballot harvesting, until we stop people from just sending these ballots in and with no signatures, whatever it is. And we won't win until we actually make people who cheat in these elections pay. All the way up and down the food chain. We're not going to win. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news because I'm optimistic. I believe in you. I was talking to a friend of mine today. We were talking about the conservative dollar. Everybody's going, Kevin, what more can we do? And I'm telling you, pull your dollars. Pull them back. Know the political ideology of the people, the company. Get off of Facebook. I know, come on, Kev, man. You know, we all want to be on. I'm saying you can be on it. Learn about a few friends. But don't use it to run your business. Don't let Zuckerberg make money off of you while he bans you. So get off of Facebook. Go back onto Twitter. Go on to Truth Social. Find something you support as a conservative business and support it. Look, these guys boycott us. They do all kinds of stuff. Let them know how powerful we are and how much reach we actually have. And let's stop with the moral victories. Show them who we are. We're not winning moral victories, we're winning victories. Why? Because our ideas work. That's it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales are coming in better than expected. They rose by 1.3% last month after not changing at all in September. Higher gas prices contributed to a bigger sales number at service stations. The same can be said for motor vehicle and furniture sales. A bus of illegal immigrants from the southern border has arrived in Pennsylvania, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kinney, is no fan, saying the illegal immigrants are people, not politics.
It is sad and outrageous that Governor Abbott and his administration
administration continue to implement their cruel and racist policies, using immigrant families, including children, as pawns to shamelessly push their warped political agenda. We aren't going to play into sensationalism.
Texas has now sent illegal immigrants to four cities, including New York City, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What will Democrats do when Biden blows it again and again and again? His mistakes will keep happening. His faux pas will get bigger. And their problems will grow. And their problems won't be little problems. Their problems will be big problems. Catastrophic. And, you know, they do a great job of keeping a lid on things. I don't think they can keep the lid on this. No matter how hard they try. And good luck to them if they can. I just don't see it happening. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Joe Biden is a train wreck. The Democratic Party is a train wreck. And sadly, they have convinced us, many people in America, that they're in control. They've got things down. Don't sweat it. We, you know, the mandate that of the red wave and all that didn't happen. Forget those polls that they depend on so much. None of that mattered. You know, in the last two election cycles, we've talked about how bad the pollsters were. Well, in the 2020 election cycle, they fixed the polls. They wanted us to believe it was going to be a close race, that Biden was liked, etc., and they fixed the polls. And in this one, they left the polls alone. They wanted us to, I'm talking about conservatives. They were like, no, don't bother touching the polls. Let them see the real numbers. They're not going to believe it. They don't believe the polls. And so, but we did. We believed them. We weren't crazy in the sense of, oh, well, let's put all of our eggs in the basket of the polls. No, we're not that stupid. But we were like, no, man, the polling here is showing what we believe is going to happen. And Democrats knew it and they were scared. Michael Moore wasn't. Oh, Democrats, there's not going to be a red wave, and he's spiking the football. But you know what Michael Moore learned? Because in the previous election in 2020, he and Bill Maher were running around cheer, like little cheer, warning cheerleaders going, well, that's not even a thing, but they were warning people. They were warning them, this election is going to be doom and gloom. And they were right. Trump crushed it. But you know what Michael Moore learned? What he got hip to on the inside? Democrats won't lose. Not long term. They will figure out a workaround, and they did. They worked around us in 2020, and they did it again in 2022. So, while they've won, and they think they can spike the football, they think that everything's good, they're jubilant. I'm going to warn them. Things are going to get bigger and badder and And I don't mean in a good way. Now, here's a question for us. What will a Republican-controlled House do? What will they be able to reveal about some of the scandals? Let me ask you this question. Do you feel comfortable with Republicans in setting the strategy for 2024? Do you believe the Republicans, as they sit right now, could put together a 2024 strategy that's winnable? Will we win the presidency? And we win governorships back and a host of other things? You think that would happen? I don't trust them. I don't think they have a clue about strategy. Let's talk about some of the things that they dropped the ball on. So we talked about the economy. Let's just talk a little bit about it, only from home equity. This is what this article reads. The historic run-up in home prices during the first 2 years of the scamdemic, they call it a pandemic, gave homeowners record amounts of new home equity. Let me tell you what my friends did. Most of my friends took equity out of their homes at low interest rates, added on to their homes, essentially with free money, 2% money, raised the value of their homes in this artificial market. So let's just use a number. Your house is, you bought it at 500. They tell you it's worth 750. So you borrow 150,000. You add on another 1,500 square feet or something, and you improve the value of your home to truly 750. And even when the market drops and it goes down to 600 or 650, you're at break even. You've done nothing. So that's what a lot of people did. And that was a smart thing to do, to get the money while it was cheap. They did it very successfully. But now they're like, since May, however, about $1.5 trillion of that money has vanished. This is coming from a mortgage software and analytics company. The average borrower has lost $30,000 in equity. So let me tell you who lost. I'll give you a real-life example. Have some friends. They have a daughter and a son-in-law with a baby, moved out, bought their own home. So they buy this home, and they paid over for it. I don't know how much, but say it was a half a mil. That house probably was worth $320,000 when they bought it, just using some kind of scalable numbers. But now they bought it at a half a million. It was probably worth $320,000, and it's gone down to, say, $400,000. So they're not still down to where it was. In other words, it wasn't a bubble pop, but it's lost money. Now, if they can afford the note because they got a lower interest rate, no problem, no harm, no foul. Wait it out, ride it up in the next decade. But that is exactly what you don't want to start. You don't want to start at the highest end of the market, and then you're having to recover over the next 3 to 5 years. And you're not liquid, you can't do very much, especially at their ages. That's a true story. So they go on to say this. Homeowner equity peaked at $17.6 trillion collectively last May. Home prices jumped 45% since the start of the scamdemic. At the end of September, prices were still up 41% and equity was still quite strong. Borrowers who bought their homes before the pandemic collectively have $5 trillion more than they did before the pandemic hit. This translates to a gain of 92,000 more equity per borrower than in February of 2020. Those wins were a big part of the muscle memory that Donald Trump put into play during his administration. Prices through the roof. Just started rising, rising, rising. Look at your stock market. Rising, rising, rising. Biden comes in. It rose. Continued rising due to inflation, due to other factors, the scamdemic. And now where are we? It's dropping. If you think that these people are going to have an easier time borrowing even your own home equity, because with the market starting to slip, how many borrowers are going to go, well, let me give you a 400, even though you bought it at 500 and it was worth 320 the time you bought it, there's still some equity in it at 400,000. You think they're going to give you that $80,000 that you have in the so-called equity, or do you think they're going to wait it out and say, you know what, let's make sure that this lasts? I'm only giving you this as one example. $1.5 trillion of equity, poof, gone. It's not over. The rest of it that's not over is you going, I mean, look, I hate talking about stuff I feel like we've talked about at ad nauseum. And inflation is one of those. But it fits so well. Because Biden and those guys want to act as if their policies are working. And all you got to do is wait. If you want to see whether Joe Biden's policies are going to do you any good, don't panic. All you got to do is wait. So I ask lefties again. If this trend continues, inflation, which, by the way, as I said, post-midterms, they talked about it, inflation was up, but it wasn't up as much. When do you think, how long do you think you can pull the wool over people's eyes? That's my warning to Democrats. How long do you think you can pretend that you've got all the answers, that your policies are working as people continue living with their truths? They're living with their own truths about this. They said the monthly payment on the average home with a 20% down payment on a mortgage is up nearly $1,000 since the start of the year. Wow. Those numbers are tough to bear, folks, especially when you're looking for a house like me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, it's funny how when you take a loss, people start to point fingers and say it's this person's fault or that person's fault or whatever. And many people want to blame Trump for the losses that occurred in the midterms. And it's so far off base. Because you'd have to say, well, Trump didn't put in all the processes to stop cheating. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Now, there are people out there who disagree with me. So they'll say, well, Kevin, it's not just about the cheating. It's about how incendiary Trump was and how he kept inserting himself and things like this. I would argue that Trump kept more people engaged politically than probably any other post president in a modern era. In other words, a president after the fact. There was an off year in 2021 where Trump was doing rallies and keeping people going, and it would, many people were there. So we're getting ready to come into an off year, 2023. I don't know what Trump's going to do, because the media is beating up on him. People are claiming, oh, if he runs again, people aren't going to vote for him. He'll lose this vote and these people, this, that, and the other. And I go, you know what? I hear a lot of people say, I wish Trump wouldn't run, but if he runs, I'll vote for him. But if he runs, I'll vote for him. 75 million people voted for Trump in the previous election. I don't know if that number is legit in terms of, did the Democrats pad that number because they gave Biden such a big number, 81 million? Don't know. I do know this. Joe Biden didn't get 81 million. I think Trump legitimately got 75 million. And whatever the number is, it's a big number. One of my friends, he's a very accomplished gentleman. He says to me, Kevin, I hope Trump doesn't run. I think it's a recipe for failure, blah, blah, blah. And I think he's vindictive enough to start a third party if he doesn't get the nomination. And I said, well, didn't they say that he would do that before? When Trump was polling in the 20s and 30s, and he was, right in the middle of all the stuff, everybody's like, oh, he'll take his 20%, he'll start an independent party. No, he didn't. He ended up getting the nomination. And, you know, and I think had he lost legitimately to one of those guys, say Ted Cruz, he would have thrown his hat in the ring and said, okay, well, Ted won. We went at it, and that's that. I believe that. But is he really to blame for this? So, if he is, what people are trying to tell me is that the guy who saved Carrier, brought manufacturing back to America when baby Black Jesus said he wouldn't be able to do it. What are they going to do? What, wave a magic wand? Well, he obviously had a magic wand and a little bit of magic. So he did it. He removed $2 trillion is the estimate that he removed out of the business, out of businesses, so they could do business. Drops to the bottom line of every corporate balance sheet in America every single year, which allowed them to give out bonuses and raise the minimum wage in many cases without the government's interference. He did that. We have just as clean of air when Trump left office as when he got in there. There was no dirtying of the air. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accords, which was nothing but a money grab of American dollars. He worked on the trade deficit, and I think renegotiated NAFTA, which everybody agreed was a joke. I mean, there was some serious economic benefit to what Trump did. Then, on the international level, he says, well, let's get out of these stupid wars. How about that? Let's start there. And let's also start dealing with, I already mentioned trade, but let's look at what's going on in North and South Korea. Let's look at what's going on in Iran and put them on notice. And then let's look at the Middle East in general and get Israel and the Arabs talking. And he accomplished all that. Meanwhile, our stock market was going up, 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 up. And what did he do on energy? He lessened, after getting out of the climate accords, he completely obliterated our need for foreign oil. And America started shipping product, oil, to Europe. Something that Russia was doing with Nord Stream and trying to do with Nord Stream 2. He did not allow Putin to go into Ukraine, which... Obama let him get Crimea. Joe Biden let him go into Ukraine while ceding this island nation to China on something else. That's what Biden did as well. Trump acted quickly on COVID, even though I don't agree with his policies. He acted quickly and he did a pretty good job there, even though I personally say he should have stuck to his guns, pulled the DeSantis and said, I'm not locking down this nation. We're not going to spend billions and billions of dollars on vaccines that don't work, nor are we going to force anybody to do it. That's where I'm at. So that's his record. And you can talk to me about you don't like him. And, you know, I hate when he says something negative against DeSantis because it looks childish. And people go, well, Kevin, he is childish. Okay, fine. I go back to his record. Throw your tantrum. Doesn't matter to me. If the guy can deliver, isn't that what we should be concerned about? So is it Trump's fault that we lost? Of course not. Yeah, we should have had a bigger victory. Let me tell you whose fault it is. It is the fault of everybody, in my opinion, who looks at Trump and says, he's mean-spirited. I don't like him. You didn't like his tweets. Then you didn't like his rallies when he wasn't able to tweet. If you knew that Trump got the election stolen from him, I mean, if it was bona fide true, would it change your mind about him? See, it wouldn't change mine because I already know that the election was stolen. They got a Supreme Court justice because they stole an election. It would be 7-2 in the Supreme Court right now had we not let them get away with it. I'm just giving you some. I don't know how many district judges or federal judges Joe Biden's appointed, more than he should have. How many executive orders, more than any president up to this point in their presidency, even if it's a fake one? And I could go on. This is what we've gotten. The legacy of a demented clown. Whose fault is it? Every Republican in power. Every GOP lead in the state that lost. You can exclude Texas. You can exclude Florida. And maybe there's some others. But anywhere the Democrats won and we lost, they should fire the leadership. Ted Cruz, they said, slammed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell during a Monday night podcast. He's not a Senate. Oh, yeah, he is. He is. My bad. Saying the GOP should have won the majority of the upper chamber and blame McConnell for not supporting Arizona candidate Blake Masters. Cruz released an episode of his podcast titled Verdict with Ted Cruz, where he and co-host Ben Ferguson discussed the midterm elections and the GOP's failure to recapture the Senate. Cruz mentioned his frustration, saying there was no excuse for McConnell to abandon Masters, calling it indefensible. And he's right. He says, we had an extraordinary opportunity. We had a generational opportunity. This should have been a fundamental landslide election. We should have won the House and the Senate. We should have a 30, 40, 50 vote majority in the House. We should have a 53 to 54, 55 Republicans in the Senate, Cruz continued. McConnell's PAC supposedly yanked 8 million dollars in campaign spending from Arizona after Masters won the primary, according to Fox News. They gave that money to Murkowski, who was running against another Republican. That's the last place you want to spend your money. Let him fight it out. So that's what he did. And Cruz is rightfully saying, why would we want these people in leadership? You know, Kelly Ward runs the GOP here in Arizona, and she was a lot of places. I don't have anything against Kelly. I actually like her. Like her as a person. I don't know about her performance. That's up for other people to decide. But I'll tell you this. For us not to win here is sacrilegious. I don't know how you come back from this. We got a little time to think about it, though, don't we? A couple years. Maybe we'll make some changes, but I'll tell you this. If one of them isn't getting rid of our leadership, then shame on us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.